I haven't put out anything yet on this channel, but today is a very special episode. I'm chilling with an OG buddy of mine. Once again, straight out of Fowler Podcast with Crazy G. I got a motherfucker in here, and I thought it'd be fun if I just talk bullshit on this Anchor app today. And we're talking about assholes, hemorrhoids, and a whole bunch of kind of fucking crazy shit. So let me tell you guys a motherfucking story. My boy here, not gonna say his name, not necessary. My boy was telling me a story about his boy or whatever, and he was telling me about his hemorrhoid problems. And basically, let me describe this shit. Basically, the motherfucker said his shit pocket up in his intestines was backed up. And the fucking doctor said, hey, you know what's a good idea? If you want, you can shove some fingers in your fucking cornhole. Shove some fingers in your asshole and start digging it out. Unfucking believe. That's the first time I've ever heard this fucking talk. That's the craziest shit I heard. And I thought it would be nice to start this episode off with assholes and hemorrhoids. So let me tell you motherfuckers out there. If you don't know what a hemorrhoid is, basically it's a big ass ball in your asshole. And sometimes it can block your cornhole from letting you finish shitting. So they gotta operate it. I've also known somebody with softball like hemorrhoids in her asshole. Don't worry, women. You guys get them too. I'm not showing no love today. And I'm here chilling with the motherfucking boy. Say what's good, my dude.
What up?
We just chilling, talking bullshit. We just thought we'd chop it up. It's midnight here in California in fall season. You know what I mean? We're chilling. The stars are out. And we're just talking some random shit. And I thought I'd just record this conversation. But I want to give a shout out to all you motherfuckers. I love you motherfuckers. Even though my phone is at like 10%, we're still talking shit. You know what I mean? We're still talking shit. Just chilling. Is there any topics you want to talk about, my boy? You wanted me to ramble off anything besides assholes and hemorrhoids? Well, if people are wondering if I've ever had a hemorrhoid, I'm not going to lie. I've had a hemorrhoid. So let's just, since we're talking about assholes and hemorrhoids, let's talk about my experience with the doctors when I went and found out I had a hemorrhoid. I didn't expect for the motherfucker to say, hey, drop your pants and bend over, motherfucker. It was very cold in that office that day. Very cold. I don't know if it was because he was cold, but I was cold. It was fucking, I can't even explain it. I remember when that shit, I did not expect. I was just chilling there, dropped my pants. I seen him put the glove on and put some of that lube or with asshole cream on there. And I was like, well, okay, you know, I think I'm prepared for this. I'm not sure. I might be prepared for this. I don't think it's going to be that bad. Maybe he's going to play with my asshole to loosen it up a little bit. But nope. He went thump straight in. And I went, ooh, what the fuck? The weirdest feeling I have ever, ever fucking had in my life, my boy. Let me tell you. I've never had nothing in my asshole. And I did not expect it. And then when it slid in, I was like, god damn, dude. I didn't know my asshole was that big. Oh my god, it's just a good time, good time, good times. Anyway, so that was my first experience with that doctor and asshole checks, whatever you guys want to call it. I can't remember the exact medical term they called it. I call it my fingers in his ass. So the next day, I'm talking to one of my buddies and I was telling him what the fuck happened, right? And he goes, hey, a serious question. I'm like, yeah, what's up, man? And I just finished telling him what the fuck happened. He goes, hey, when you were bent over and you felt that in your ass, Did he have both his hands on your shoulders? And I actually sat there and think about it. I'm on, huh, I wonder, did he? Then I didn't get that he was trying to say the doctor stuck his dick in my ass. You know what I mean? Like, nah, fuck you, motherfucker. Fucking cocksucker. Talk shit like that. It was hilarious, though, at the same time, you know what I mean? Because it was a good joke, because he's, like, trying to say, basically, like, for my boy, I'm trying to explain it to my boy. What he's saying is, hey, when you felt that in the finger in your ass, did he have both his hands on your shoulders like that? Like, if he was fucking push, fucking huge. Oh, my gosh, that's fucking hilarious, dude. Oh, my God, well, we're 6 minutes into this motherfucker. And I just only talked about assholes. I'm just having a good time with my boy, man. You know what I mean? He's enjoying it. He's enjoying the nice California night. You know, it's a little cold, but we're still wearing shorts and a shirt. Except my boy's dressed up like he's in Alaska right now. With a beanie and a sweatsuit. You know what I mean? He got the tracksuit on right now, my boy. This motherfucker's ballin'. You know what I mean? So, it's 2018. Podcasts are booming. Shit's popping. Everybody keep grinding. I feel like being motivational today. Let's talk a little bit about what keeps people driven in their craft. What motivates motherfuckers? You know what I mean? From my perspective, this is the way I look at this shit. You grind till you shine. You know what I mean? At first you don't get what that means. You know what I mean? It takes a while. Let that soak into you motherfuckers listening. Grind till you shine. Basically that means work your fucking ass off. And do whatever you feel it takes to do the job. And some people are like, Chris, what the fuck? With a job? What the fuck you mean? No, you gotta treat what you're doing as a job. That's when you start getting successful. That's when you start noticing that people are noticing you. Work, grind, be professional, be respectable. You want to give people an experience when they work with you. You want that experience to be, damn, man, this guy's grinding, man. I like him. I want to go back and work with him. I want to do whatever you do it good. And you put 110% into that shit. Because if you're in it for the wrong reasons, it ain't going to work out for you. I'll tell you that right now. I'm just dropping game on you motherfuckers right now. Me and my boy, we started off a little fun, but we want to get a little serious to, you know, just because I feel like talking today. You know what I mean? But keep grinding, work hard, and love what you do. Love it. If it's your passion, just keep grinding, dude. You know what I mean? Well, pimps. Pimpins and pimpettes. For all you motherfuckers out there listening. We just bored. And we felt like talking. So I'll see you motherfuckers later, man. Good night.